308 or 6.5 Creedmoor, what's better for your 16-inch barrel? This week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to the Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday, our question comes from YouTube, and it comes from KCMaloney1, and he asks, what's better in 16-inch barrel, large frame AR platform, 308 or 6.5 Creedmoor? Well, we've done a couple of 6.5 Creedmoor 308 comparisons, but it's been a while since we've talked about it, and I don't believe we've talked about it specifically for a large frame AR in a short barrel. Now, the rifle I have sitting in front of me is the Ma-10 308 build that we did. This was the first Ma-10 that we put together with the original monolithic upper receiver, and it does have a 16-inch 308 barrel on it. This was set up really more as a police sniper slash DMR type setup, and so that's why we went with the setup we have. We've got a Surefire brake on here so that we could mount a suppressor, and this gun was really designed overall to be a shorter suppressed rifle. So for that reason, we went with the shorter overall barrel instead of a 20 or a 24 inch. Now, when we talk about 308 versus 6.5 Creedmoor, really what we're looking for is to get the most performance out of the package possible, but very often what people are concerned with is the loss of energy. So we went through and we grabbed our ballistic calculators and did a little bit of comparison between two representative loads. Now, I went with the target side of things, so I compared two match loads, but you can do the same thing if you're comparing hunting loads. Now, we don't have a 16-inch 6.5 Creedmoor barrel out, so it wasn't possible for me to go out and chronograph this barrel and then switch on a 6.5 Creedmoor 16-inch barrel and chronograph that. That would give you the best comparison between the two. So I took just representative loads, and these velocities are actually a little bit more apt for something like a 20-inch barrel versus something like the 16-inch barrel that we have here. So you would get lower velocities, but we're comparing like to like. So we're not comparing a 16-inch 308 to a 20-inch 6.5 Creedmoor. We're comparing very similar items here. So what I ran through the ballistic calculator was I ran a 308 175 grain gold medal match load, so that uses 175 grain Sierra Match King bullet, and the muzzle velocity on that was calculated at 2600 foot per second. So that's kind of average for a gold medal match, somewhere in the 20 to 24 inch barrel length. It depends on how fast a barrel you have. Now, if we go with that 2600 muzzle velocity, then we are still running about 1,404 foot per second when we get out to 800. Now, if we compare that to the 6.5 Creedmoor 140 grain gold metal match load, that starts out at a muzzle velocity about 2,700 foot per second, so about 100 foot per second faster. And then we're still maintaining 1,598 foot per second at 800 yards. So we're not really losing as much velocity as the 308 is. Now, drop, you guys know that the 6.5 Creedmoor is going to have less drop. So we're comparing 25.2 minutes of angle drop with the 308 to 21.3 minutes of angle drop for the 6.5 Creedmoor. Drop doesn't concern me quite as much as wind drift, because drop is consistent. So once you know your drop, once you've modeled your ballistic curve for the cartridge, it's going to stay fairly consistent. Wind is really what shooters struggle with. Being able to gauge that wind and being able to see when it changes, and then it may change while the bullet is in flight. So whatever has the better wind drift is going to have the better accuracy across the board. So with the 308, you're looking at 7.2 minutes angle of wind drift for a 10-mile-an-hour wind at 800 yards. And we contrast that with the 6.5 Creedmoor. That has 5.7 minutes angle drift at 800, again, in a 10-mile-an-hour wind. So quite a bit less wind drift for that distance. Now, the big one is the energy. So if we take a look at the 308, because you're starting out with a heavier bullet, so you're going to have better energy at the muzzle, we're looking at about 2,626 foot-pounds of energy at the muzzle. That 6.5 Creedmoor, we're shooting a lighter bullet. We're shooting it a little faster, but it's still a lighter bullet. So we're running about 2,266 foot-pounds of energy at the muzzle. Now, when we look downrange, here's really where the interesting thing comes in. Again, like the muzzle velocity, the 6.5 Creedmoor is retaining velocity better than the 308. So when we get to the 800-yard line, that 308 is still trucking along at 766 foot-pounds of energy, but the lighter 6.5 Creedmoor bullet is getting there at 794 foot-pounds. So the target end of it, the target really doesn't care about your wind drift. The target doesn't care about your drop. The target doesn't care about any of that nonsense. The target cares about the energy that you're hitting it with. Obviously, from a hunting or from a tactical standpoint, that energy relates to effect on target. For a match standpoint, that energy is now translated into moving a steel target, generating sound, generating splash on that target. Now, I would be lying to you if I told you that as a spotter, I could tell the difference between a 6.5 Creedmoor hitting a target or a 308 hitting a target at 800 yards. That's not going to be a vastly different thing for me to see with my eyeballs. But it is interesting to see that you are getting a lighter recoiling, flatter shooting, better wind drift cartridge hitting at 800 with higher energy than the other cartridge. So circling back around to the original question, that pretty much tells me for a 16-inch rifle, I would rather have the cartridge that is going to perform better and have lighter recoil than I would with the 308. Now, the one place where I see that the 308 may still be a better option in that short barrel is in the law enforcement realm. In law enforcement, you're generally, even as a LE sniper, you're not going to be taking shots much over 300 yards, and the vast majority of shots will be in that 100-yard and in area. So if you are looking at that 100-yard and in area, then being able to carry enough mass and being able to get through intermediate barriers with the bullet intact is very important. And for the 308, there are a ton of bonded bullet options out there. There are just a ton of different options that allow you to run a heavier bullet and still have good effects on target in close. You don't have all that air that you're pushing the bullet through before it strikes the target like you would in a long-range hunting or in a precision rifle match scenario. Now, the gas gun platform, really either of those cartridges can be tuned to work very, very well. So it really doesn't matter if we're talking a 16-inch gas gun or if we're talking a 16-inch bolt gun. The same information applies. So for a law enforcement aspect, right now, I think I would probably still stick with 308 just because of the huge range of tactical ammunition that you have and because it is still an accepted standard in policing, the 308 sniper rifle. When you get into just sheer performance numbers, though, then really, the 6.5 has caught up and surpassed the 308 in quite a few different areas. I know there are people out there that will still argue with me over it, but the reality is determine what you're trying to do with the cartridge and do the numbers. The numbers really don't lie. Now, again, coming back to our specific scenario, to give you the most accurate comparison, I would have to shoot a 16-inch Creedmoor and a 16-inch 308 side by side and actually calculate based on what the velocity is from the muzzle. When we're talking about hand loading opens up a whole nother aspect of it because you can hand load the ammunition much hotter than the SAMI loads that are out there right now. With SAMI specification loads, you lose less in both cartridges as you shorten that barrel than you do if you are running max pressure loads. Max pressure loads need that barrel length to be able to build the pressure to continue to accelerate the round until it passes the muzzle. With the shorter barrel length, you're getting a more complete powder burn with the lighter SAMI loads that we run into. So the situation may change slightly depending upon what powder you're using, what bullet weight you're using, comparing like to like. So this isn't a end-all be-all, but is a general recommendation for a 16-inch gas gun, for a general do-it-all type thing where you're engaging targets out to 800. I think the 6.5 Creedmoor would be the better option. That's my opinion on it, but as always, I want to hear what you guys have to say. What would you choose for a 16-inch gas gun? Would you go 308? Would you go 6.5 Creedmoor? Or would you choose something completely different? 243, 6 Creedmoor, something in between? I'd love to hear what you have to say, so please drop your comments down in the comment section down below or send them to us on Facebook or Twitter. I love seeing the discussions that we get down in the comment section. You guys always have great comments and have some interesting viewpoints sometimes on the discussion at hand. So please leave your comment down below. And that's going to do it for this Mail Call Mondays. I know it's a short one, but we're trying to get caught up as usual. So please, if you like the video, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. If you have any questions or comments, again, leave them in the comment section down below or send them to us on Facebook or Twitter. And if you want to know how to support the content that you guys have grown to know and love, please check us out over on Patreon. We would love to have you as a supporter over there. And until next time, get out and shoot.